Well, heated rhetoric, big money, and partisan politics in Kentucky, the Senate race. Listen to Mitch McConnell.
So look, all these liberals that come down here to push me around, they're not going to get away with it, are they?
Nobody pushes Mitch McConnell around. What about his opponent, Alison Lundergan Grimes?
Let's just tell it like it is. If the doctors told Senator McConnell that he had a kidney stone, he'd refuse to pass it.
Sticks and stones in Kentucky. But there's a different kind of political candidate that's going to launch his campaign in the Kentucky Senate race next week. His name is Gil Fulbright, and he offers something that no other candidate in the race can: complete and total honesty.
Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts.
Now, he's going to have his very own campaign bus, but Gil won't be featured on the ballot come November. He's a product of the bipartisan organization Represent Us. He's designed to highlight the corrupting influence of big money in politics, and he is in, even if it's just in a satirical way. Josh Silver is the director of Represent Us and a veteran election and media reform executive, and joins me now. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Todd.
Gil Fulbright, or Phil Goldbright, is willing to do just about anything.
He really is. Well, you know, we had this idea because we saw a study from the University of Pennsylvania that showed that Stephen Colbert taught more to his viewers about our current broken campaign finance system than viewers of cable news like Fox or MSNBC or CNN. And we thought there's something here in the psychology of the American public where they actually are more open to and learn better from satire. So let's try it in Kentucky.
So what's Gil going to do? He has a campaign bus. He has some funny commercials. Does he make appearances? What's he really going to be up to if not on the ballot?
We just started a Kickstarter campaign online to raise $20,000. We got that in 5 days from 550 donors, and it has really captured the public's imagination. He'll be going around Kentucky on a bus. He's going to be at the same event as McConnell and Grimes on August 2nd, and then he'll go to a bourbon distillery. He'll go to diners. He'll do things that are funny and ridiculous. But I think the campaign has caught on, really, because the people of Kentucky and the people of our country are tired of being lied to, and they're tired of being let down. So Gil may not be a good guy, but at least he's telling it like it is.
All right, well, let's listen to another one of Gil's campaign ads. This one is called Spineless. Guys, hit that.
So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists, or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
Now, there seems like there's a risk here, Josh Silver. Satire is almost always good, and people are fed up with big money and special interests. But what if you drive people further from the process? What if you make people say, yeah, you know what? This guy is just like Grimes. He is just like McConnell. I'm not voting for either of these jokers. What if you're not driving them toward a better democracy and just away from participating?
They all know, every poll shows that the American people, they really get that our system is broken and that politicians are not honest. So this is not new information to them. I don't think it's going to turn away voters. But actually, it's a good question, because the whole point of running Gil Fulbright, this fake Senate candidate in Kentucky, is to actually push people towards being part of real solutions to actually fix this broken system. Because after all, the politicians at the end of the day are not the villains here. The villains are the broken, it's the broken system itself that is faulty because of, you know, mistakes made by our founding fathers and then bad policies that have been added on top of it. But we are using this to direct attention towards Represent Us in our effort to initiate a new national campaign to pass very bold anti-corruption laws in cities and states across the country, similar to the strategy used by marriage equality and marijuana legalization over the last 20 years.
Josh Silver, represent us. You guys are not the first to come up with satirical political candidates. I mean, we can think back as recently as New Hampshire, the famous Vermin Supreme. If listeners don't know who he is, Google him. He has a boot on his head. There's Screaming Lord Sutch for many, many years in Britain. Howard Stern used to run for office. Several porn stars, you know, up and down the line. So you're not the first to do this, but it strikes me you're kind of like the most serious. Like, you're not messing around, even though it's funny.
No, we're not. In fact, in Kentucky, we're not having one, but now we're having two huge campaign buses, and it's really going to look and feel like a real campaign. And I think it's taken on this larger form, not because of us, but because the crisis point has gotten so severe around money and politics. I mean, I think the American people are tired of being pulled into this polarizing vortex of Republican versus Democrat, conservative versus liberal, when in fact, if you talk to real people, you find that people of all stripes are disgusted by money in politics. They want it remedied, they want it fixed, and they want decisions made and laws passed based on the merits of their ideas, not based on who's writing the biggest checks.
A lot of performance art and a lot of public policy criticism, and most importantly, satire from Josh Silver, director of Represent Us. Hey, Josh, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, Honest Gil there is just trying to make a point. But across the country, dozens of real candidates, some of them real-life satire and some not, are gearing up for a heated Senate race. This week here at The Takeaway, a look at how the deck is stacked for this year's battle for the Senate. It's a game of Senate hold'em. We look at the Republican chances of taking control and the Democratic prayer that Lady Luck will help them hang on. Well, thanks to Citizens United, there is no limit at the Senate hold'em table. Ken Rudin, host of the Political Junkie podcast, bellied up and put down his chips to help us understand the game.
The numbers suggest that the Republicans win it. Of the 36 Senate seats that are up this year, 21 of them are held by Democrats, many of them in red states, as they say, like Louisiana and Alaska and South Dakota, Montana, and that's a beaut. There's clearly going to be Republican pickups in November. The question is whether they get that net gain of six. They're going to have to clean the sweep, win all these close races for Mitch McConnell to be the majority leader. Right now, it's too close to call.
More with Ken Rudin and the races later this week at The Table for Senate Hold'em.